AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. The NBA postseason is off and running. LeBron James is moving on while Steph Curry is going home. James and the LA Lakers built up a big lead in their play-in game with New Orleans, then held off a furious Pelican comeback to advance on, winning 110-106. James with 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. And the Lakers and James advance on to play Denver in round one.
The defending champion. They know what it takes. They know how to win. They've been extremely dominant in their home floor over the last few years. You know, they got a MVP on their team. They got a closer on their team. They got high-level players, high IQ players. They got a hell of a coach. So, you know, we have to play mistake-free basketball, make it tough on them. They're going to try to make it tough on us, obviously. But it's going to, if we can play our, as great as a game we can play, they're going to play as great as a game they play. It's going to come down to one or two possessions, you know, and we'll see who executes them.
While James is moving on, Curry is not, as Sacramento eliminated Golden State 118-94. Off the court, six-time All-Star Blake Griffin announced his retirement, and Kawhi Leonard will be added to the U.S. Olympic team for the Summer Games in Paris. Turning to baseball, we begin on the diamond, specifically down in Houston, where Adam Spillane took in the Astros-Braves contest.
Reynaldo Lopez tossed six shutout innings as the Braves won their third in a row, beating the Astros 6-2. Lopez struck out seven while allowing just four hits and one walk. Braves manager Brian Snitker.
He's really good. You know, threw the ball really well against a really good hitting club, and you know, it was another solid one.
Orlando Arcia finished 2-for-3 for the Braves and hit his first homer of the season, while Chadwick Tromp added a pair of hits and drove in a pair of runs. Hunter Brown allowed two runs over six innings for Houston. Kyle Tucker hit a home run.
Elsewhere, National League, Philadelphia shut out Colorado 5-0, Miami doubling up San Francisco 6-3, the Dodgers beating Washington 6-2 as Mookie Betts had five hits in that game, San Diego 6-3 over Milwaukee, the Mets 3-1 over Pittsburgh, and Arizona defeated the Cubs 12-11. American League, Casey Mize had six solid innings in Detroit's 4-2 win over Texas.
I felt good. You know, this is our home, and this is where we want to play, and so it was, you know, welcome back for me, and you know, definitely, I love pitching here in front of our fans, and it's a great park to pitch in, and so it just felt good. I'm happy about it more than anything else.
Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore 11, Minnesota 3, Tampa Bay 7-6 over the Angels, Toronto edged the Yankees 5-4, and Cleveland 10-7 over Boston. Interleague action, St. Louis 3-2 over Oakland, and Seattle 3-1 over Cincinnati. Off the field, another colorful personality passed away on Tuesday, Dave Ferry with that story.
Hall of Fame manager Whitey Herzog has died at 92, according to the Cardinals. Herzog led the Redbirds to three National League pennants in a six-year period, beginning with the 1982 World Series title. Before that, he guided the Royals to three straight AL West titles, twice getting within one victory of the Fall Classic. The 1985 NL Manager of the Year was 1,281 and 1,125 in 18 seasons at the helm. Herzog also was a utility player for eight major league seasons before joining the Mets front office, where he was a key talent evaluator for the 1969 championship team.
And also dying on Tuesday was Carl Erskine, who threw a pair of no-hitters for the Dodgers. He was 97 years old. The Night in Hockey is next. Eight games were contested in the NHL on Tuesday, and playoff implications were front and center. We begin in Philadelphia with the Flyers and the Washington Capitals. Michael Luongo has the details.
TJ Oshie scored the game winner with 3 minutes to go in regulation with the Capitals in the Stanley Cup playoffs with a 2-1 win over the Flyers. Washington took a 1-0 lead on a goal by Alex Ovechkin in the first. Philadelphia tied the game late in the second on a goal by Eric Johnson. The game winner by Oshie was his 12th of the season.
Having to do a little bit more things in the 200-foot game, so it's definitely special to score the one for it to go in.
Charlie Lindgren made 27 saves for the Caps, who take on the Rangers in the best of seven first-round series.
And from Philadelphia, we move on to Gethin Kulba, who fills us in on the happenings in the Atlantic Division.
The Florida Panthers clinched the Atlantic Division title with a come-from-behind 5-2 win over the Toronto Maple Leafs, coupled with a Boston Bruins loss to the Ottawa Senators. Panthers coach Paul Maurice.
It's a good way to go into the playoffs coming off. It's not the win. It's the style of hockey that you'll want to play. Say, okay, it's there. you know, just a little reassurance that, our game's there.
Florida entered the day trailing Boston in the Atlantic Division and were down 2-0 after one period before scoring 4 second period goals, the game winner coming on Sam Reinhart's first of two goals at 10:42 of the second. The Panthers will face top wildcard Tampa Bay in the first round of the playoffs, while Boston, which fell 3-1 against Ottawa, renews an original six rivalry against Toronto.
Other games on Tuesday, Detroit beat Montreal 5-4, but they were eliminated. Columbus 6-3 over Carolina, Winnipeg 4-3 over Seattle, Las Vegas 3-1 over Chicago, and Vancouver 4-1 over Calgary. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.